Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I saw that crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're about to visit, I should say, with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. You know who she is. She's not only a national tax columnist, she's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the tax mama, and we go to her often and have now for many years to talk about your record keeping and your tax issues. And she's our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. What's the news in the area of record keeping and tax tips? What good stuff you got for us today?
Well, I have the 100% home-based business tax solution.
In a box. All wrapped up in a box with a ribbon on it, right?
All wrapped up in a box.
I'd like a blue ribbon, please.
Absolutely. We'll customize it for you.
No pink ribbons.
No problem.
All right, what is that?
It's an ambitious statement, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Like, where does she get the arrogance to say it's the 100% solution?
I know where you get that arrogance, Eva. It's okay.
Yeah, but not everybody does.
I know.
No, really, what we've done is I've created an evolving e-book.
An evolving e-book. Now, tell the audience what that means.
This means that this book grows throughout the year. When somebody asks the question, it gets put into the ebook. When tax laws change, it gets put into the ebook.
How about that?
I send out notices to everyone every month to update it and take the download. The downloads are free for the year.
Wow.
Yeah. So if anything's ever
evolving, an evolving ebook. I like that idea.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's a great idea.
It's always current.
Well, that's the future, isn't it, Eva?
You know, I tried telling a journalist.
Isn't that the future of publishing, really, in many ways?
Yeah, I totally believe that. I tried pointing this out to a journalist that he ought to put this out there, that people can do this, and especially reference books should be updated every month automatically instead of the little pieces of paper we have to stick into folders.
Well, we've got to do this more and more because, I mean, the world is moving so fast. By the time you publish something and print it and get it out there and somebody buys it, you know, it's the information is 9 months old.
It is, and it's often when it comes to taxes. For instance, last year there were about 5 tax laws, and they're listed in the book with links to the actual law if you want to read them.
Only 5, huh?
Who are that anal. But let me tell you what I've done is I've teamed up with Bob Whitaker at TaxMinimizer.com. He's got this Tax Minimizer kit that lets you track your auto mileage and all of your business expenses and put the receipts in there for everything.
Wow.
And we've packaged this together because it is a low-tech device. You can use it in your software, or you can use it standalone. Or, this is so neat, one of the big problems that I've seen with employees, not just business owners, they don't turn in their expense reports on time, and they don't get paid.
And have you seen the commercial where the guys didn't have his receipt for the Burger Barn?
No.
Have you seen that one? I won't go into all the details, but it's a funny one. Go ahead. You just made me think of that one, folks. I know many of you have seen this where he says he didn't get a receipt for the Burger Barn. You know what he did? Go ahead, Eva.
What did he do?
Oh, well, the guy said, I don't have the receipt. He said, George, where's your receipt for lunch on Friday? He said, well, I went to the Burger Barn. And he said, well, where's your receipt? He said, I don't have it. And he said, could I just photocopy my backside?
I like it.
And he did. And he did.
Oh, God. It grew and grew.
That's right.
Well, here's the deal, and most people don't realize this. When you're audited by IRS on your business expenses or employee business expenses, if your company would have reimbursed you, but you didn't bother to submit the expense report, and so you're taking it on your taxes, you're going to lose the deduction.
Why?
Because it was reimbursable by the company.
But even if they didn't reimburse it?
But you should have turned it in, so it's your fault.
So are you saying the IRS... Wait a minute, time out. You're saying the IRS won't let me deduct something if I didn't get reimbursed for it, if it was reimbursable?
If it was reimbursable, it's your responsibility to get reimbursed. They look
why
at
do they care who? Why do they
policy.
Care who deducts it, me or the company?
They don't care, but it's not IRS's job to subsidize your job.
Yeah.
You have to do your job right. And I've seen, you know, from my end, a lot of my clients who haven't gotten around to submitting expense reports.
Nobody likes
to screw themselves.
I always hated expense reports, even though it was getting me my money back. But I always hated it. But no, I don't know why it's such a problem. But you're right. No, expense reports are a big problem. But it's just money. You're letting money fly away if you're not claiming it.
So you take the tax minimizer, you dump in all your receipts and make some notes about where you were. Turn it over to your assistant, your spouse, your friend. Have them pull it together and create the expense report for you every month. What a cool idea.
Yep. So now, what does this Mac Tax Minimizer look like? Is it a box?
You can get it in two sizes. It will fit into your organizer, either a small one, like 5.5 by 8.5. The other one is 8.5 by 11. I think 5.5 by 5.
So it's a little record-keeping kit kind of thing.
It's a little record. You get a separate two envelopes for every month, one for the car and one for all the other expenses.
That makes a lot of sense. I wish I'd had that 30 years ago.
You can have it now.
I know. I don't need it now. I have
you can
people.
Have it now. And it comes
I have people.
With the e-book.
Eva, I have people.
You have people.
Yeah, 30 years ago, I didn't have people. Today, I have people. I don't need this. I have people who do these things for me.
Yes,
Eva.
But you still
excuse,
have to
excuse me,
your
excuse me, George. Please take care of that for me. Susie, would you handle that for me, please? Joan, check on that for me, please. I have people, Eva. I don't have
Jim?
To worry about this. Stand by.
You...
Quick break. 10 till. We'll be right back with Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be right back. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Eva, give us your website and tell the audience how they can find you.
For this one, they can go to homebusinesstaxcuts.com. Or
homebusinesstaxcuts.com.
Homebusinesstaxcuts.com, or just go to taxmama.com and click on the hand.
Go to taxmama.com, folks. As I've been telling you about that website for many years, about a decade now. Let's make sure we remind people, Eva, about a deadline coming up. We got April 15th in a couple of weeks or so. That's for your LLCs, for your individuals, and extensions are good through October, right?
Extensions are automatic as long as you file them. It's $48.68 for individuals.
Can't you do that online now?
You can do it. I don't know if you can do it online, but your tax software, if you're using your own tax software, will do it for you. You can do that. Just as easy to print it off and mail it in. I'd like to get a receipt online. At least you get an electronic receipt. For businesses, corporations were already done, but partnerships, LLCs, filing as partnerships,
right.
Trust estates. It's form 7004.
And of course, you should have already filed your corporate return or extension.
Yeah, one would hope.
I love extensions. I hate taxes, but I love extensions.
Well, they're getting easier.
I can't remember the last time I filed my corporate or personal tax on April 15th. I really cannot remember when. I'm not sure. Maybe when I was a teenager or something.
Well, you didn't have those then.
Yeah,
maybe
but now I have people, and it takes longer. What's up with that?
I'm going to spank you about the people. Somebody still has to give the people the receipts. And you know what? I worked with a guy who ran his business out of his back pocket. He had lots of people in his office, and he ended up getting audited because he didn't pick up a $30,000 interest income item.
Ooh, that's not good.
That his people didn't know about because he signed over an interest check to one of his partners.
Uh-huh.
He signed it over to them to reinvest in their business and never told anybody. So don't tell me about your people. You give your people paperwork.
Well, now I tell my people. I give my people the information. They hear from me. I just let them help me manage it. So even this. I want to come back to this tax minimizer thing. Did you say that it was also electronic?
No, you can take the information and you can either use it and turn it over to your people to create your reports for you electronically.
Right.
They can go take that.
I got you.
But the e-book that comes with it, the e-book, the 100% home-based business tax solution, is electronic. It's downloadable. It has links to all kinds of great resources.
And every month it updates.
Every month it updates. And if you have a question and you send it in, it's going to get added to the book.
And what, tell us how we can find these things.
Just go to taxmama.com, click on the
Okay, the tax minimizer's there. Taxmama.com, and click on what?
Go to taxmama.com. You'll see the hand with the disc over there, right on the home page.
I got you. So,
really,
folks, this is, how much is it going to cost?
$77.77. It's a very lucky number.
Well, now, what can you got anything extra you can throw in for my folks? If my folks call you or contact you, you got anything you can sweeten the pot a little bit for them? What you got you can give them? Anything?
Well, you know what? We'll give them an extra couple of e-books.
How about that?
Yeah.
There you go, folks.
Just,
now, what you got to do, you got to say, I heard you on Jim Blasting Game Show, or just say Jim Show. She'll know if you want. You can go on and on about how much you love the show if you want, but mainly just tell her what you heard about it when you order this and say, Eva, you promised to give us a little bit of extra, sweeten the pot a little bit, and she'll take care of you.
And I will do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for that. We all, you know, see, folks, I'm always working hard for you. I'm always negotiating for you. Eva, I got about a minute. What are some last thoughts?
Well, this year, file your returns early because the stimulus rebates are going to be based on when you file the return.
Oh, really?
And you.
So you're saying I'm not going to get my tax rebate and my stimulus check until I file my return?
You betcha.
Huh. Maybe that's the reason I didn't get one last time.
Even I am filing my return by April 15th.
Wow.
And I never bother because I never bother finishing my corporations and stuff until...
Well, that's because you're so busy taking care of everybody else's stuff.
That's right, but I'm working on mine now.
The cobbler's children has no shoes, right?
I want that rebate to pay for my trip to Portugal.
Taxmama.com, ladies and gentlemen. Eva Rosenberg. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job, Beck,
thanks for being here.
We'll see you next time.
Have a great untaxing day.
Thank you. See you later. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.